we going to try this?
This is a little costly.
Oh, okay.
Back into open session. We're just going to make some calls for our next.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, we're having difficulty getting hold of another person, so give us just another minute. We'll try to.
Okay, no problem.
Try for Dan.
I have down what you in the email.
she did say that it's, she has some sort of blocking service on her phone that it might be hard to look through.
Okay. I did text her, but the text won't even go through. So,
let me try to call her.
Yeah, and when I tried to call, it just went straight through. And it had a weird Verizon message saying that they couldn't reach that number.
Yeah, I get it. Same thing. Can't be completely okay. Style. And you're looking at the email? Should I look at the
email? Yes. I am looking at the email.
With she typed it. Okay.
Yes. Well, it says to please email or text me. Let me see if I can email her.
And maybe she'll respond to Tracy's email. Go from there.
Okay.
So, Dr. Chaisson, so we're going to go ahead and start the informal interview. I'm going to have you remain quiet until you hear from the board chairman and she'll swear you in and everything, okay?
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we're on section 3, number 3, case 24140, regarding Timothy Chaisson, DVM. Dr. Nosley is refused. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Chaisson in case number 24140. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to authority given to it at ARS 32-2234. Dr. Chaisson, please introduce yourself.
Dr. Chaisson from Tucson, Arizona. I'm the first day complaint about.
Dr. Chaisson, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, placing your license off probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
I don't know, did I give you the one snapshot from my office manager's time saying they still had my controlled substances there? They weren't missing or anything like that? I can't remember if I sent that to you or not.
That doesn't sound.
Well, yeah, one of the two.
Yeah.
I don't remember seeing anything like that. Response to meetings.
Do you have the?
Okay. Well, I have that snapshot now, but I'm gonna have to send it to you.
Okay, you can email.
If it's an issue, I'll get that.
This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given an opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. The complainant, if present, we're still working on that, will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Wright, can you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes, thank you. The complainant, a former employee of PetSmart Veterinary Services, made several allegations with respect to respondent's conduct. Allegations included manhandling of a patient in respiratory distress, patient Andrew Gagnon, making staff perform radiographs without proper equipment, mishandling of tilazol and other controlled substances, mismanagement of patient care. Patient denies complainant's allegations.
Thank you. Dr. Chassan, at this time I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. We'd like to now give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Oh, really? I don't know how to respond to it. It was a cat that was respiratory distress.
Can you speak up a little? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, what?
Dr. Chassan, can you speak up just a little? We'll try to turn up our volume on our end, too.
Okay, I'm sorry. And the cat showed up in respiratory distress, so I said to them they should go to a full-service clinic, not see us at the time. I think that was the second or third time they came back again and again. I'm sorry, my allergies are bad. But so they showed up at the clinic again. I said that they should go to a full service clinic, and the only thing I could do at that point would take x-rays. The x-rays were more of to find out if there was something there that told us we should be euthanizing the pet right away, and if that wasn't the case, they were going to go to a full-service clinic and get the service done. At the time, the clinic, we didn't have any oxygen, any capabilities like that. So I felt that you're incapable of providing a proper service. Okay.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. So now I'd like to ask board members if you have any questions for Dr. Chassan.
Yeah, this is Dr. Wright. It's on the lead. I'll just start off with a couple questions. Thank you for being here today. So, in regards to Bruce, so like I said, you recommended going off to a facility. You took an x-ray. What happened with the patient at that point, and what was discussed at discharge?
I don't really remember at this point. It was quite a while ago. But I remember saying that I thought the cat was in pretty bad shape. But if we were going to try to do anything to save it at that point, we'd have to go to a more full-service clinic and probably get some oxygen. The one I remember is the cat was breathing pretty hard. But that, like I said, that was the first time I'd seen them. And the second time, or the times before that, we were having some difficulties breathing as well. But not nearly as bad as that day.
Okay. Do you remember what the client decided to do, or what happened, what the conversation was? How was the client in the interaction? Were they upset?
No, they were fine, and they were going at that point, as far as I know, they were going to another clinic.
Okay, thank you. Just kind of going down the list, because there's a few different things going on here. I said we'll kind of go through some different questions basically here. So another concern was that you don't allow staff to use protective equipment, or you tell them not to, or for taking x-rays. Have you had any conversations around that? What's going on with that?
That was never the case. We always inform the people to wear full equipment and everything. It's not my choice what they do or not. There were a lot of times when Nirvana wouldn't wear protective equipment, the other girls would, but she wouldn't. And like I said, I can't believe there's only so much I could do. So.
Are you a manager at the hospital? Or are you a part of the license, or are you just working there?
Yeah, just working there.
Okay, thank you. On to the next question about the drugs, which you kind of mentioned. You were going to send over a picture of something. What was that again?
I asked the office manager what happened to that drug, and she said it still is with everything else, because they didn't know how to get rid of it. So they guess what? Once you take it off, you only have so long to use it. They didn't know what to do with it.
Okay, so. So the medications, the Tylosol specifically, which was speaking about here, that was under your DEA license. You ordered that under your license?
I actually don't think so. I think it was ordered under Dr. Dorsey.
Okay. But you have something from the practice manager saying that she still has that in the possession of the hospital and they're... Okay. Did you manage the drugs there? Did you record them in any books, or was that done for you, or how were those recorded in the DEA logs?
They were in conjunction with one of the technicians, I would make sure they were recorded properly.
Okay. I don't have any questions around the other one. That's other accusations. Going to... questions. Hold on one second. Oh, let's discuss the patient with the ear hematoma. Are you familiar with that allegation?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So a patient had an ear hematoma and that needed to be treated and we didn't sedate. What was your process? What was going on with that case? Because it sounds like a staff member. From you, it sounds like there was a minor issue and someone else says there was stitches. So what exactly happened?
There were no stitches. It was a very minor injury. I actually had a picture of it. I don't know what happened to it then, but she didn't go anywhere for any care, didn't do anything. What happened was it was probably, at the most, a half a centimeter cut on her thumb. So what I wanted to do with that was make a small incision in the ear and let it drain. I don't know if you guys remember at this point, but I'm non-surgical. I only have the one arm that works. So I couldn't do any stitches or anything like that. And I wanted to make just a small stab incision in a distal pinna and see if I could drain at that point. I couldn't do anything more than that.
Okay. And did you do that with a surgical needle or a surgical blade?
I would have done it with a surgical blade.
Surgical blade, okay. And that's what cut the staff member when...
No, I don't even remember what cut her.
Okay. Now, was there a manager at the hospital at that time, or was it just you as the authority, or...?
Would it be... I'm sure the manager would have been present, but she wouldn't have been doing anything.
But she was at the hospital at the time?
I think so.
Okay. Do you know, was there any discussion around going off to urgent care to get that examined, workman's comp, filing for that stuff?
I told her if she wanted to definitely go, because I always recommend if they have anything to go to the hospital.
Okay, thank you. Those are my main questions. Anybody else has any other questions?
Madam Chair, I do have some questions. Dr. Chisholm, have you suffered any medical ailment that would cause you to slur your speech?
No, I'm so dry I can't talk. I can go get a drink, but I'd be away from the phone.
Okay, are you under any, have you taken any medication or any solid or liquid?
I would say if we want to ask any medical questions, we probably should offer to go into executive session.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I move to go into executive session for medical information.
And we can ask the doctor if he's okay answering these in public, but at any point he can, you know, he gets.
Okay.
So, Dr. Chisson, one of our board members has questions that would be medical in nature. At any point, you can let us know you'd like to go into executive session to have this discussion. Would you like us to do that now?
Sure.
Okay, so go ahead and make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.